receiving. And I began to think of the church, the body. Began to think of my own body. Not much, but it's all I have. Coordinated to some degree. Because the different faculties and instruments and organs all sort of fit together. In some semblance of what a man ought to look like. And there's receiving here. The hand receives the arm, and the arm the body. And the heart receives its responsibilities, and the brain gives and receives its orders. And here is a vast set of organisms that defies explanation. Volumes of books can be written, and yet what God has done in this body. Why I stand here right now, I'm amazing. You may not realize that, but I'm amazing. I'm operating today on about 2,500 calories too many, and generating units of heat. Here I stand, a living organism. If I'm well, my temperature is as yours, is 98.6, and warnings come, and when it needs to be higher as a warning, or needs to go lower as a reflect, it happens. And I have a brain operating on 0.07 of a volt. A shocking thing. All because this body is living in reception. And I thought of the body of the church. No wonder it's not going forward. It's got limbs that are paralyzed and fights with each other. We've got 14 ways to divide from each other. If our terms are different, we divide. If we look different, if we're in different parts of town and in different jobs, we divide. And there's not reception. I thought, what in the world would happen if on any given Sunday morning my 4,000 members came together receiving each other, everybody unconditionally loving everybody else? I'd never get to preach. I'd just direct the traffic. just direct the traffic. Love. Love. No wonder this massive body is almost paralyzed. Yours would be too if there weren't reception. I don't know how much time I have, but I have two areas that I want to talk about in the closing minutes. I have about 10 minutes. And those two areas are circumstances and self. We need to receive our circumstances. Make a lot of difference in your life whether you do or not. You complain about them, you'll just prolong your misery. You refuse them, and God will have to fix something else to fix you. And tonight, whether you walk in liberty or whether you walk in bondage will not be what happens in your circumstances, but your relationship to your circumstances. Reject them, and there will be continued bondage. Receive them, and there will be liberation. Two men are jilted. One philosophizes and writes a song and makes $500,000. One makes a tragedy out of it and jumps off the bridge and kills himself. Two same events, just different responses to it. Two believers. Something happens disappointing in their lives. Circumstantial loss, financial loss, something wrong. One of them says, Lord, I just read in your word where you're meeting all my needs. My eyes can't see it, but I by faith thank you very much that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord. And gratification comes, and out of that tragedy is molded a pulpit from which he ministers to thousands more. But the other groans and moans and complains and turns inward with his tragedy and becomes bitter in old age. It all depends. Reception brings release. Rejection brings bondage. Now, how about yourself? You know, Christians, I suppose, are mysterious folks. We hardly know what to do with ourselves.